And happy to invite into the fray Amy Bach from United Policyholders. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to talk to you. And
a scorcher up there?
It is a scorcher here, too. Yeah, we're hitting 80 degrees at this point of the morning, so that's a good portend for things to come. And when it gets hot, we certainly noticed this over the weekend, Amy, some of the smoke from the Yolo County fire was drifting into our space. And, you know, that makes our hair stand on end. And we've got
absolutely
a long ways to go in fire season. But let's talk about the fire season that most directly affected us a year and a half ago, the 2017 North Bay fires. People are still struggling with insurance issues, aren't they, Amy?
They are. And no community knows more than yours how important having adequate home insurance is than yours. To that end, you know, our organization is, we're 20 months out from the fire, and people are still struggling. So we're doing a workshop this Thursday to cover some of the main challenges that people are still struggling to overcome in order to get their homes back.
And I would think, Amy, that you would be inundated by people who are still not just having insurance issues, but are still stuck in that decision-making process about whether to stay, whether to rebuild, can they afford to rebuild? And that's a decision that's going to have to come quickly for most folks.
It is. And in fact, at the two-year mark, most people's temporary rent benefits will be cut off from by their insurance companies.
Yeah.
Because of the way the contracts are. So a lot of people are looking ahead at that and getting very nervous. And, of course, you know, the county has certainly tried to do what they can to expedite. But for a lot of people, they just don't have enough money, from their insurance to really be able to put back the house they had or that they want. And so they are. And also, honestly, Pat, I think a lot of people just have they're nervous about should I rebuild?
Yeah. And should I rebuild there? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a big question, and it's an ongoing question. And I know that, Amy, you and United Policyholders interact with our insurance commissioner, Ricardo Lara. We had him on the phone last week talking about a potential extension of insurance benefits. And apparently, according to Commissioner Lara, it's really in the hands of the insurance companies to be benevolent and agree to extend for 1 year the benefits that for most people will run out in October or November. What's the likelihood of that happening?
I would say it's going to be insurance company by insurance company, but some will. I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, what our organization does, you know, is we're always trying to push for reasonable solutions and reasonableness. So we're always saying to the insurers, okay, you know, you've got a situation here. No one could have possibly anticipated that that so many homes would go down to where it triggered forces beyond people's expectation, and therefore it literally is impossible for a lot of people to replace their homes within 2 years. So I think, you know, what we say to insurance companies are, you know, make the right call here, because ultimately you want to come out of this with a good reputation, right? You want your customers to say, so-and-so insurance company did right by me, I'm going to stick with them. So that's one of the main arguments that, you know, we're making.
Yeah, it's a good argument, and I hope that many of the insurance companies follow suit and agree to do that extension. And talk about the at this stage of the game, 19 months in, talk about the biggest issues facing policyholders that you're hearing about, Amy.
Yeah, okay, so number one, the bills for the coordinated debris removal are going to be coming in. They're starting to trickle in from the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah.
To FEMA. So people are going to have to deal with that, and the county is trying to get ahead of that. And then also the additional living, the temporary rent payments that people are worrying about. I talked to Keith Woods last week from the Builders Exchange.
Yes.
And we're sort of checking in on how many projects are actually underway. And, you know, we're all looking for sort of, you know, reasons to be optimistic. But it's still a slog. You know, we're not quite where, of course, we'd like to be in terms of, you know, the number of housing units being replaced. But I think for a lot of people, they're still, like you said earlier, they're mired in, should I stay or should I go? And so people are watching the real estate market and sales, and that kind of, you know, again, insurance is an issue because there's a lot of, there's some changes going on in the marketplace, and insurers are just, you know, a lot of them just not as enthusiastic about covering homes in areas that they perceive to be a high wildfire risk.
And I always like to remind people, Amy, that United Policyholders is a nonprofit organization which is was created and continues just to help consumers with insurance-related problems. And that is what this Thursday night's Road to Recovery, Roadmap to Recovery workshop is all about, right?
Yeah. So, you know, we did a, we met, I was up and, you know, met with some of these, the block captains, some of the folks that are, you know, trying to pitch in to help their communities. And they all, you know, people who lost their homes. And we took, you know, we took their temperature. Well, what issues, you know, do people need help with? And, you know, it was pretty consistent. People, you know, are worrying about, can they want to get every last dollar from their insurance. They need it.
Sure.
And so, you know, they need help on their debris removal, bills and the coverage. And then, you know, getting insurers to bend the rules, on extending the rent payments. And then, you know, there's a lot of sort of miscellaneous issues. So we're going to be at the UU Church on Thursday night at 6 o'clock to 8. And we'll have, I'm bringing in a deputy commissioner from the Department of Insurance. So he'll be there to help out. And the county Office of Recovery will be speaking and answering questions. And then we have somebody from the Sonoma Fire Prevention District who's going to be talking about some sort of practical things when you're rebuilding, you know, considerations for building a more fire resistant kind of a structure.
Yeah, and as long as there are homes being rebuilt, that conversation should continue about how best to rebuild. As long as we're going to rebuild in those. I know that that the folks from California Hope Crisis Counseling will be on tap there Thursday night as well. And what an organization, Amy, that they have been really since shortly after the fires on site offering counseling as people continue to go through the business of returning to some semblance of a normal life.
Yes, yes. And we, as always, you know, we, United Policyholders Roadmap to Recovery program, a big part of it is bringing in our volunteers who've been there, done that from other fires that can really, you know, together with California Hope, you know, their crisis counseling, but our volunteers are living proof that people can get through this kind of a tragedy and they will get through it. And here, you know, so we'll have some of our folks on hand there, people who, you know, came back after the Oakland Berkeley fire. We're going to have people who, you know, came back from some other fires. So, you know, again, we're here, you know, to really keep on supporting your community. It's good hard work.
We appreciate it. It is Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Unitarians Church on Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa. And Amy Bach will be there among many other experts. Amy, thanks for being with us this morning. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you so much, Pat.
That is Amy Bach. She's the executive director of United Policyholders and still working, so many people still working on insurance issues post fires. And that will be the state for many Californians for many months to come, but trying to get to the bottom of it and slog through, as Amy said, the best possible way is the effort. Supervisor Shirley Zane will also be at that meeting on Thursday night on Mendocino Avenue, the Roadmap to Recovery. It is another in the series of Roadmap to Recovery events that have taken place thanks to United Policyholders.